haven't heard that in a while. Cherry Bomb. Hey, welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt again today. I'll be here till the end of the week. Thank you for joining in. If you want to join in the conversation, feel free to give us a call. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can also text us at that phone number. Hey, if you want to send me an email message, feel free. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. We've been discussing Ukraine and Russia. Michael Gabelman, the so-called investigation into the election. And another thing I want to mention before we wrap things up here for the morning is what's going on with Milwaukee Public Schools. Now, what do you think the Republicans in the legislature want to do with Milwaukee Public Schools? Well, it seems like any Republican just wants to get rid of public education in general. But according to this article in the Journal Sentinel, it says Wisconsin Senate passes bills to break up MPS, expand alternative schools, and establish a parental bill of rights. Wisconsin senators passed bills yesterday, to dissolve Milwaukee Public Schools and overhaul many aspects of the K-12 education system hours after rejecting a plea from Governor Tony Evers and a coalition of major employers for more school aid. Now, why do you think the employers want more school aid? Wouldn't it be nice if they had some educated employees? The article goes on. By the way, this article was written by Rory Linane, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, posted about 12 hours ago, it says. Evers already has said he is likely to at least veto the MPS plan, which would order a commission to create smaller districts in place of the state's largest one. The plan has become a point of contention in the November governor's race, with leading Republican candidates Rebecca Clayfish and Kevin Nicholson promising they would sign the proposal into law. Lawmakers from Milwaukee have slammed the bill, noting that the authors did not consult them or leaders from MPS in crafting it. They said the proposal lacked evidence that it would benefit students and would instead worsen segregation. Quote, it says, this is from Lena Taylor, by the way, it says, it's not right and it's not fair to try and do something and not include the very people who teach our children, who lead our schools, who lead our city, said Senator Lena Taylor, Democrat from Milwaukee, during floor discussion yesterday. One Republican senator, Dale Coinga from Brookfield, Republican, voted against the bill. He said he didn't think it would solve problems at MPS. Quote, if we are going to replicate Milwaukee Public Schools in little MPSs, you're going to take the same employees who are going to make the same hiring decisions, he said. The bill is part of a package of legislation aligned with nationwide conservative efforts to oppose equity efforts in schools and expand private and charter school options. So it sounds like Republicans don't want equity in schools. You could argue they don't want equity anywhere. And they want to expand the private and the charter schools, taking money away from the public schools. I think if Republicans had their way, they would just get rid of public education entirely. Other bills approved by the Senate yesterday would offer private school vouchers to more students, taking more money away from the public schools. Expand pathways for charter schools and micro-education pods. Establish a parental bill of rights. Allow parents to opt their children out of mask requirements. And change the way the state assesses school performance. I don't know. Expand pathways for charter schools and micro-education pods. Would you want to be in a pod? Sounds kind of science fiction-y to me. Democratic lawmakers accused Republicans of attacking public schools while expanding private schools. Larson called the combination of bills a death blow to public education. Quote, you are breaking MPS apart not to try an improvement, said Senator Chris Larson. You're breaking it because you want to dissect it and kill it. Senator Alberta Darling from River Hills authored the MPS plan with Republican colleagues from around the state, none of them from Milwaukee. And before I go on in this article, since we have another break coming up, I think we're going to go to the phone lines and see what the callers have to say. Hey, let's start with Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, what do you have on your mind today? Thank you for calling.
In talking about education and for MPS, the reason Republicans hate public education, they can't control what the kids are taught. They don't want the kids to really learn Black history. There's so many things they don't want kids to learn. So therefore, they got to control it. Now, with their voucher system and all this money going to private schools and charter schools, I think those private schools have to pay taxes, because if you have taxpayer money funding a private school, then it stands to reason they have to pay property tax. That they would never put up with. I think Wisconsinites are so underinformed of issues. Thank God for 1510 and what you guys do educating people. We can't play dumb to the Republicans anymore. We have to say stop it. And when Rebecca shows her face in the state, I want her to reimburse the taxpayers that boondoggle of Foxconn when we decided to help out a foreign country instead of the Wisconsin taxpayers. Thanks and have a great day.
Bill, thank you. Always on point. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Robert in West Dallas.
Hello, Bill.
Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Bill kind of stole some of my thunder. I just find it amazing that they want to fix the schools, but yet they can't do math. You know, what is the return on investment on that Foxconn debacle? And then, I mean, the other thing is you're going from one school to several schools. So aren't you adding multiple layers of administration? How is that going to be more efficient than having one group of administration? And obviously some of this is to fund the charter schools. I also think some of it is to bail out religious schools, right? They've taken a hit with some of the abuse scandals and things. You've seen the diocese, different areas, try to file bankruptcy. I think a lot of this is trying to prop some of that up as well, not just denying history in a lot of ways and not telling the kids the truth. I mean, gosh, in Tennessee, they're burning books, believe it or not, which is insane. So,
yeah, great points. How far are we away from that here in Wisconsin? It's like, doesn't seem like we're that far away at all. Robert, thank you for the call. The great points, a lot of great points. Let's go to Mark from the SAG. Mark, what do you have to say today?
Well, Bill and Robert there, it is just disgusting. Republicans want, and none of the Milwaukee legislatures are voting for this, are promoting this. It's all people from out of state with a resentment toward Milwaukee, which they seem to have. And these Republicans are passing these bills, banning the teaching of critical race theory. None of them could actually define critical race theory, but what do they want to ban? Do they want to ban the fact, teaching the children that said that slavery actually existed in this country? The institutional unfairness that people of color needed to face, up until recent, and still face, that in this country. I mean, do they want to ban books like Far Worse for a Woman, which talks about how women suffered under slavery, that books like The Slave Trade, which is kind of a thumbnail sketch of slavery that I found at one of the bookstores. I mean, when I was in school, I mean, the Scholastic Book Club offered a wide variety of books, I mean, including The Rise and Fall of Adolf Hitler, which I got in sixth grade. Hmm. Would they want to ban something like that to show the evils of Nazism? That these guys, they want to just completely, erase history from existence. Like, nothing that happened even a year ago, it doesn't even exist. I mean, and to switch gears, that these Republicans are undermining the current administration they have and then blame Biden for being weak. I mean, they keep saying Biden is weak, Biden is weak, Biden is weak. Well, it's no wonder then Vladimir Putin just assumes that sees this division in our country and steps into it, and the Republicans are trying to capitalize it to the detriment of our country, and, keep claiming that Biden is weak. Well, we see it in Wisconsin with Michael Gableman. I mean, an effort to undermine the presidency of the United States. There's I can remember reading a reference in a history book that in ancient Babylon, they insisted that judges be honest, that if a judge was found to be corrupt, he was flayed alive and his skin used to cover the judicial seat. Now, we can't do something that today, but we can we at least strip the, because they recognized that people needed to trust judges for being honest. And when they're dishonest, it undermined the whole system. We should at least strip Gableman of any of his rights and privileges and of any pensions he has, any emoluments he gets from the government, and retire him to a poverty retirement and cast him out on the street, because he's just spouting the nonsense that Mike Lindell spouts and the nonsense he was spouting right after the presidential election in 2020.
Wow. Great points, Mark. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Great stuff. Yeah. It's hard to believe what goes on in the minds of Republicans these days. You know, they think education is bad. They think teachers are bad. They think public schools are bad. Where do they come up with this stuff? How does that even happen? You know, it seems like the whole Republican philosophy is like some kind of a snowball. It just started rolling downhill and they just keep adding crazy things to it. You know, whatever the people want, they want the opposite. Hey, we got more phone calls. In fact, we've got Jeannie from Eau Claire and Northwoods Terry lined up, as well as others. You can join in if you want to. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We'll get to those calls right after we take a quick break. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.